too late to start again, dude.
I had some gay dudes in the front row at a show this weekend.
What?
And I was like, hey, I was talking to the audience, and I was like, don't be fucking gay. And this gay dude was like, hey, come on, man.
What'd you say?
And I was like, shut up. You heard my fucking Stonewall Inn joke. You know I'm fucking part of the, you know.
What'd he say?
I was like, I'm woke, dude. Shut up. He started laughing. It was good.
Oh, that's so
two very
funny.
Gay dudes in the front row. Love
yeah,
them.
Having a good old nice. Time, dude. Who knew? They didn't need fucking 24-year-old white chicks to protect them.
Who knew? They didn't need kid gloves to be like, oh my God, you're right. I'm so sorry I said that. It was demeaning.
Dude.
I was like, you heard what I was saying earlier. You know I'm not fucking...
They probably just fucking laughed.
Yeah, they were laughing.
It's hilarious.
It was funny. Yeah, I was like, don't be fucking gay. And then I heard these two, the very gay dudes in the front row be like, come on. And I was like, ah, fuck you guys. You know I'm kidding. It was great.
Hilarious, dude.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, like they haven't been like torturously bullied
their
whole
life.
Like, that's going to break them.
And someone being like, some dude from me, my ancient warrior as a little kid was like, these guys are different than us. Get them. What are you, different?
That's so fucking funny. Yeah, I can say this. I definitely, like, I was such a ruthless bully, but I was more focused on making nerds' life hell. Like, I remember there was a kid
really?
Who was gay.
See, I never fucked with nerds.
Oh, I was a
I only bullied my friends that
were,
like
bully.
On the football team.
No, I bullied, like, I actively bullied people, like, nerds and, like...
Yeah, I only bullied our group of friends.
Oh, dude.
If I could tell someone was, like, a loner, for the most part, I was not a dickhead to them.
See, from the beginning, when I was younger, I was, like, I was just bullying anyone who I could bully.
Yeah.
And then there
was that's probably how I started.
Then there was a kid who was, like, homeschooled, weirdo... Ooh. I think I was scored number 4, and he wrote a hit list and brought it to school. I got a fucking...
He scored a 4?
He was homeschooled his whole life and went to his mom's.
I bet his mom
sent him to 8th grade. And he came, dude. And
prime
it was,
coming age.
Dude, he came in, and it was just like when people watch, like, Locked Up.
We were all in there
just like, what up, dude? Dude, he was on our baseball team, and he ended up quitting, and then, like, they found a hit list, and it's literally, and I hit number 3.
You had 3?
Fuck, dude, we used
to hit. Strong ranking.
The guy bought a batting cage, so like he would in there like, you fucking suck, and the balls would be flying at him. He was like, dude, it was so fucking fun. But I stopped. The one thing, there was this kid who was definitely gay in my high school, and for some reason, I got punched in the face by a nerd, and I stopped bullying nerds at that point. And then I started just bullying weird kids.
I remember that very vividly, my first week at high school.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I was always like, why are people mean to these dorks and like gay dudes? Why are you mean to them?
Yeah.
And I went into the bathroom and there was a dork. There was a guy who I knew was a huge fucking dork. And I think he was gay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I didn't know at the time, but he was just weird.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's up, dude? And he just instantly was a fucking asshole 'cause he had been bullied so much.
He had to shell shock.
Dorks and gay dudes were fucking mean.
Oh, for sure.
Like, shut up, asshole. And I was like, whoa. All right. This is who I am now. I'll fight you. There's a dork.
He was like Moaning Myrtle in Harry Potter.
There's a dork. Yeah.
He's in the bathroom like, fuck you.
Yeah. You just float around in different classes.
The only gay kid, I used to always be like, yo, you look so fucking hot today. And he'd be like, just laughing.
Oh,
like,
all right,
we were just laughing.
Good.
But then I would definitely, like, if I saw kid, I would just, in the meantime, try to set up fights and make kids fight each other. And like,
true. Behind the scenes.
The kid that I used to bully,
yeah.
The kid that I used to bully, or I did bully that until he punched me in the face before biology class, I, for some reason, was like, all right, I took it upon myself to like make him fight some, but in a good way. I thought my intentions were pure.
I remember this.
I thought my intentions were pure, and I set up a fight between him and some kid.
Yeah, you said one of them called him gay, one of them said they were like,
No, this was in seventh grade.
This is a different fight.
That was, my intentions weren't pure for that. There were just two nerds a year above me,
and
I was
Don
like,
King
pretty
out.
Sure I can make them fight, and I made them fight.
Yeah.
This was just another kid. I'm like, yeah, you gotta start standing up for yourself, dude. I'm like, because this kid on the bus used to give him shit, too. I'm like, you gotta fight this kid. So then they actually fall on the bus.
How'd he do?
The kid, he tried to fight with his school bag on. The other kid just grabbed his school bag straps and was choking him. And I was like, no, pick it up.
Oh, you set him up for failure?
I wanted him to beat this kid up.
And he lost?
He got his ass kicked.
He took
dude.
An L.
You got his
if
ass
someone's
hit.
Sitting behind you on the bus, they can fuck you up. That's how the bus rankings are. The further
exactly.
you sit in the back, the more you can beat the shit out of you. It's like a Mortal Kombat.
I remember seeing that kid who I was setting him up to fight with, and he lost. But I saw this kid at like it was like a soft hop or something. And he went to my high school, and he was just like, yo, I'm on an E-pill. And I was like, nice. And I fucking punched him in the stomach as hard as I could. And he was like, oh, why would you do that? I was like, fuck you, dude.
The drugs are gay.
I just thought it was funny to punch him. I was like, what, does stuff feel really good? He's like, dude, it's unbelievable. And I was like, blap, right?
Oh, man.
Shit.
Bullying is the shit. Fuck Gillette, dude.
Yeah, dude. Bullying is fucking
bullying
rad
rocks.
As fuck.
Yeah, sorry to go over Gillette again.
No, I don't give a fuck.
It was just bothering me because...
It's crazy, dude.
Like, the way that people are defending it just sucks. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, snowflakes. You can't handle getting, like... Like, people will post, like, tweets about, like, Gillette, men can be better. Men. Shut the fuck up. Wah, wah. And it's like, that's not how it went.
No, not at all.
I mean, for some people, sure.
And it's like, you guys want to play this game? I'll write a fucking commercial. We'll see who fucking cries. Dude, I'll write a fucking meme.
What if Gillette did a commercial that was like, black guys. Black dudes. You can do better. Gillette had a black people, you can do better commercial.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, man.
Gillette needs to hit everyone, dude. If Gillette does that, I'll support it. If Gillette's like, women.
Muslims.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God.
Muslims? Dude, if Gillette did an anti-Islam commercial.
That would be funny if that was the one, get everyone on board, and then they just started going through the ranks.
Yeah, and then it's
like,
well, you were next.
Oh, my God. Asians. This has a dude in a minivan.
Yeah. Learn how to fucking drive. Gillette.
No, but it's just some dude shaving like four hairs on his chin.
I got the Muslim or the Asian facial hair, dude. I can't knock it.
I don't have much far off from
you
it,
got
dude.
A sick goat going, though.
Yeah, that's true. But that's all I can get is a natural
Didn't
goat.
Didn't you say you were... growing it out for November or for instead of no shame like
we're
doing
no
shame. Pedophile January.
Wait, what?
Did you say you're growing it out for pedophiles or something?
No,
I forget. Sex criminals. No. Grow out your goatee for sex criminals.
I was gonna I was gonna not shave and support toxic I was gonna support
toxic masculinity.
Toxic masculinity. Sexual assault.
What?
That's what my goatee's for, dude.
What
just the pirate
Gillette,
flag,
what
dude.
What would the Gillette Muslim commercial be?
Big some dude with a sword about to chop a reporter's head off and just being like some other guy like, oh, stop.
Use that sword to shave, bro.
Be someone just like holding a woman off a building and like, do it.
Hey, Muslims, we can do better.
Oh, dude, we all
Come
can
on.
Do better.
We can do better.
Yeah, dude. I love the barbecue where the kids are fighting and it's all guys at grills like, boys will be boys. Boys will be boys. Yeah. I told you, man, for some reason there's this weird cultural force to like make men more effeminate and women more masculine. It's like... Why? This isn't going to go well. It's not a good idea. I'm not behind it. So why would you do that? I'm a gas stove, dude. You're going to cook gas on me. Women are electric stoves. We're geared for different shit, dude.
Yeah.
You're not going to be like, no, actually, I feel like... it's like, you can't do it, dude.
Yeah.
I could fuck my girlfriend up, dude, in a fight.
Yeah.
If Gillette... Yeah, dude, this is
if
bullshit.
Gillette's trying to stop you from beating the shit out of her.
Dude,
fuck
no way.
Gillette, dude.
Fuck that, dude.
Rock her.
I'm so much stronger. I go to the gym with her all the time. I see what weight she's doing.
Dude, fucking lay her out.
I could do jump rope for 3 minutes straight, dude. She can't even cross the ropes.
She's got a piece, though.
Huh?
She might put you down.
I worry about that sometimes.
Oh, yeah,
She could shoot my fucking ass, dude.
She would walk, too.
Fuck yeah. Hell yeah, dude. She'd shoot my ass and fucking laugh.
Strong, independent woman.
Yeah, for sure.
Shoots white supremacists. They'd bring up clips from this podcast.
Oh, I'd be fried, dude.
Oof.
I'm not a white supremacist.
You would definitely walk. Yeah, you are. Look at that goat. You said you were growing that goat to support the boys in D.C. who harassed that Native American.